Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Yeah, welcome to the United States of America. Little confusion? Well, the Savage Nation is a guide for the perplexed. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's a new one for you. If you think America's been turned on its head with the imposter in power, that would be Obama, the man who we still haven't seen a birth certificate for. If you think that the radical leftist with no background whatsoever, the invisible man who is now president, has wrecked every institution that means anything to you, that has any relationship to decency and patriotism, here's a new one, just came out today. The so-called U.S. State Department has just put out an edict removing the words mother and father from U.S. passport applications and are replacing them with gender-neutral terms. Let me repeat that. Aunt Sam, or Big Sis, has ordered the loss of mother and father from passport applications. Story number two. Story number three. Story number four. Story number five. Story number six. There's not a story that comes out about what Obama and his strange minions do that has any relationship whatsoever to the traditions that have made America what it is, meaning made it great. This is the Savage Nation. We are going to continue to talk about the bizarre execution-style murder of John Wheeler that is being now brushed aside as a self-inflicted wound. That's correct. A flack cop in Philadelphia, you know, the word policeman in Philadelphia is an oxymoron, by and large. I mean, there are exceptions, but by and large, when you say policeman in Philadelphia, that's said with a grain of salt, at the very least. And they got some ex-cop in Philadelphia to say that all of the wounds of Mr. Wheeler are consistent with a man who tried to throw himself into the dumpster, that he wasn't actually assaulted. So we're to believe that a man who was a distinguished American, the head of cybersecurity for the U.S. Air Force and so forth and so on, wandered around because he was deranged and then threw himself into a dumpster because he was cold. That's now coming out of Philadelphia. Well, let me tell you something. We have a man on who disagrees entirely. His name is Thomas McInerney. He's a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant General. He is a command pilot with more than 4,100 flying hours. He flew 407 combat missions, including 243 in O-1s as a forward air controller, and 164 in F-4Cs, Ds and Es during the Vietnam War. But more than that, Colonel McInerney is a friend of the deceased, John Wheeler. And he's going to have certain things to say on this show that you need to hear. You're going to have to hear a lot about it. You're going to hear an awful lot about it, Mr. McInerney. General McInerney, pardon me, Lieutenant General McInerney. Early in 2010, after the attempt to blow up Northwest Airlines Flight 253 by the Nigerian underwear bomber, General McInerney expressed his inclination to use full-body searches on all 18 to 28-year-old Muslim men at airports. Here's what he said. If you're an 18 to 28-year-old Muslim man, then you should be strip-searched. And if we don't do that, there's a very high probability we're going to lose an airline. Needless to say, he was not appointed by Obama to any position. In other words, everything good about America, everything sane about America, can be heard in General McInerney, or seen in General McInerney's background and foreground. And he's going to be here on the Savage Nation in about 15 to 20 minutes. And he's going to tell us what kind of man John P. Willard III was, the man they're trying to say was deranged and threw himself into a dumpster. He's going to tell us what he think really happened. He's going to demand the FBI get involved. He's going to say why. We're going to talk about the strange new cases, emerges, the facts in the Wheeler case. And we're going to review the week. If you'd like to talk about this, the phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Let's begin in New York City on WOR. Jim, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. How are you? And I'm glad I've been trying to get you for 3 days with regards to this Wheeler cover-up, and that's exactly what it is. From the second I heard this story, I smelled a rat, and I must admit, your inclinations and insight is phenomenal, and you really got me thinking. Basically, the long story short is, I feel that this is all about the SEC investigation that he was involved with.
Well, hold on. Let's pause for a minute. Well, hold on. I'm not ruling it out. He was involved in the SEC investigations in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that correct?
As far as I know, that's the case.
And this wait a minute. But you're talking about 5 years ago? Why would that relate to his demise at this time?
Because I think he's uncovered some stuff on the Bush and Obama administrations, how they're working in cahoots with the managed funds associations and the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission in covering up securities fraud. And I think, I have a feeling they're all behind whacking this poor guy, and they're covering this up just like they're covering up the greatest securities fraud in world history involving the CMKM diamond suit, which Obama and Bush have been sitting on $3.87 trillion to be distributed that was paid into a fund in a sting operation that was concluded by Robert Mayhew back in 2005.
Well, that's an awful lot for me and the audience to digest. Are you in the securities business, may I ask?
No, I'm not.
So what leads you to believe that amongst all the possibilities, Iran retaliating for the Stuxnet virus if Wheeler was involved in that, China taking out one of our leaders in cybersecurity in order to lessen our ability to fight China. You go up and down the list. Why would you focus on the SEC?
Because if you follow this thing like I do, and it would take too long on this show to get into it, all I can do is probably give you keywords, and you could investigate it yourself. Look up the CMKM Diamonds lawsuit and settlement that was done. It was a sting operation orchestrated by Robert Mayhew. The Bush administration and the Obama administration have been interfering with the release of funds that were paid about 5 years ago, and they're involved very heavily with the Managed Funds Association and the securities fraud associated with naked short selling, and I just smell a rat.
Well, I could say some things about the MFA and naked short selling and how that led to the wreckage of the American economy and the election of Obama. I wrote a chapter on it in Trickle Up Poverty. Have you read my chapter?
I certainly have, Michael. I've got three of your books, and I've been spreading them out to my family, and I'm very proud to say that
I've okay,
written...
Do you believe that my chapter tells the story fairly well, represents itself well?
Michael, 100% on the money, and I happen to be very, very close to this situation, and it's unbelievably accurate, and I can't tell you, and I just hope your listeners just take the time to read it and see how corrupt this government really is.
God in heaven. So you really think it's all about follow the money? It's not even about national security? That Wheeler was killed because he was about to expose financial fraud and he could name names?
Yes. It's a very scary, sad situation, but you're 100% on the money.
So in other words, he did the job that Chris Cox was supposed to have done at the SEC, more or less, is what you're saying.
Well, Chris Cox was one of the people that the lawsuit was against that CMKM brought forward. It's all being run by Al Hodges and associates on behalf of 48,000 CMKM shareholders. And this thing has been covered up. You can't get the truth on this thing anywhere on the Internet. And the same thing holds true for the way this poor
can
man...
Can you answer a question? You seem to be so close to this. Could anyone listening to the show answer the following question? Why is the Wheeler story not being covered to any extent by some of the people I greatly respect? Drudge, WND, Newsmax, I consider all of them my friends. Even conspiracy websites are not covering the story to any extent. Why is this?
I think Why? The same reason that they're not talking about the Wheeler murder.
No, I mean the Wheeler murder. Why are they not talking about it?
Because it's the same thing that's involved with this, the greatest, largest securities fraud in world history. The total amount is somewhere about $42 trillion.
Well, it's it's going to take us off point now. It's such a big statement that you're making. I'm not dismissing it, the Diamond case, but I think we better stay focused on Mr. Wheeler and the SEC. Let's just summarize what you're saying. We are talking about the death of a great American patriot who was found dead in a garbage dump. He was thrown in a garbage dump after he was taken out of a dumpster. And the man is an astonishing American, and yet the police are treating it in a very cavalier manner. The FBI refuses to get involved, and the media is hardly covering this story. And I appreciate everything you just said here on the Savage Nation. I'll be back in a minute.
Savage.
You know, there's such a thing as the changing of the guard, and we think that we've had a changing of the guard in Washington with the ascent of the old-line Republicans, and I pray that there might be a certain change, but I kind of doubt it. I'm a cynic as a result of a lifetime of observing politicians. But when you look at who Obama has appointed, old-line, lifetime left-wing fanatics as czars, and take a look at California. We just had Jerry Brown appointed as Attorney General. I met Jerry Brown. In fact, I supported him a couple of campaigns ago because I think he has some good ideas with regard to military schools and whatnot. I was shocked to learn that here in California, Jerry Brown appointed people who were in his first administration 30 years ago to major positions. But more than that, he appointed all radical left-wing Democrats to virtually every position that was available, and he did it within 2 days. Now, I want to compare that with Schwarzenegger, who was a terrible governor. But Schwarzenegger was a classic sellout Republican who thought that by appointing some Democrats and some independents along with Republicans, he would get their cooperation. You know what? He got a kick in the teeth. You see, the left wing, you got to give him some credit. Here's the thing about leftists that you have to understand. They're uncompromising. Like Karl Marx, like Lenin, like Trotsky, they're uncompromising. They never change. To them, Marxism is a religion. It's their doxy. They're fanatics. And you got to give them credit for that. And that's the problem with Republicans, is they always think that by reaching out and trying to compromise, they're going to get the cooperation. They never get the cooperation that they want. And so let's go back now to the stories of the week. Any topic is fair game. As I say, in about 10 minutes, we have General McInerney on the show, a friend of Mr. Wheeler, who's going to say some very strong things on this program. He's the first one who has the guts to come on this show and speak out and demand the FBI get off its behind and get involved in this case. He has other things he's going to say on this show, and I'm proud to have him on the show. Any man who flew 407 combat missions in Vietnam is a man I want to know, and we don't have them anymore in the United States of America. They're gone. And with the passing of this generation, you know what's going to be left here? Do you know what's going to be left in this country when men like this are no longer around? Take a look in the White House and you'll see what we'll have left here. Fresno, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, the reason I called because when I saw the Wheeler story, I thought it was interesting that around the same time the Saudis, they found, I guess, in Dubai or somewhere in that community, they found that vulture with the electronic spying devices on it.
Wait. So you're missing me. At the time of his death, they found what?
The Saudis found a vulture or a bird with spying technology attached.
Yes, a vulture, correct.
Right. And I thought it was interesting that this happened like right after his death. And, you know, people think that Dubai...
Wait a minute. But the Saudis blamed Israel. They thought the bird was Jewish.
Well,
you got to hand it to the Saudis. They have no knowledge of. They have no history of paranoia, living as they do in the 12th century. They have no idea of paranoia. So a vulture flies into their territory, and they think it's a Jewish vulture.
Well, I just
But they blame Mossad for it. So what does it have to do with Wheeler?
Well, it's just kind of odd because, you know, through cyber terrorism, things like that, you know, we're spying on countries, and maybe it's possible that they got that information from.
All right, another theory. I don't know. How does anyone really know? Only if the FBI really gets involved do we have even a chance of knowing. But I thank you for that call. Indiana, Don, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, John Wheeler was a stellar human being. I know this because for his position, he would have had to been vetted by the National Security Administration with at least a top-secret clearance. I'm a certified information system security professional. I've been a member of High-Tech Crime Investigators Association, and I hold the secret clearance in the National Guard. I'm serving on active duty at Camp Atterbury.
Wow. Well, here's a couple of questions. Why did he not have Secret Service protection?
Well, the fact that his briefcase is missing leads me to believe it's a breach of national security and should be investigated by both the CIA and the FBI.
No, but here, look, they provide Secret Service protection for senators. That is a fact. And some other governmental officials. Certain cabinet appointments have Secret Service protection, and perhaps rightly so. Why not for a man so deeply important to our cybersecurity? Why was he not given government protection around the clock?
I can't answer that question. He should at least have been given a handgun permit.
Yeah, at least. Maybe he had one. We don't even know that. They button this up. This is a very bad mystery novel. My worst fear is coming true. Now they leaked the report from some crackpot so-called policeman in Philadelphia who's saying that he injured himself and then threw himself in a dumpster for warmth. If you can believe this, this is being passed off as news.
Dr. Savage, you're
2 days ago I said that they would say it was self-inflicted and suicide. My next prediction's even worse. They will cremate that body before we even get a report on how he died.
Was left-handed.
This is bigger than Lee Harvey Oswald.
Remember,
this is bigger than Lee Harvey Oswald. Something is wrong with this picture, and the American people need to know. And the general will be with us the minute I come back from this break.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We have no time to waste. Joining us is General McInerney to give us his opinion about what happened to John P. Wheeler III. General McInerney, it's an honor to have you on the Savage Nation. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. It's a special honor to be with you tonight.
Well, General, let me start with this. You were a friend of Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
And, I started this on Monday because I'm as outraged as you must be, not only by his death, but by the way he's being treated by the media. They're trying to turn him into some deranged guy with Alzheimer's who fell in the street or got beaten up by a homeless person and then threw himself in a dumpster. That's the latest insult. He deserves a lot better. And, is there anything that you could say right now that might help move this case into the public mind a little further?
Well, one word is bizarre, his death. Here's a man that is singularly one of the most important people to get the Vietnam War Memorial on which my younger brother's name is inscribed, so it's particularly emotional for me, Michael.
Yes.
But the fact is there were so many other things under three different presidents, Reagan, Bush 41, Bush 43, in which he served this nation and primarily served veterans that were coming back from combat. And he understood them immensely well.
Mm-hmm.
I had not.
Well, why is the VFW not outraged? Why are the veterans groups silent? No one is talking about this.
Well, that's a good question, Michael. And I think people are trying to get the facts. I talked today for 30 minutes with the former chief of staff of the Air Force. I'd rather not give you his name, but it's a man that I have great admiration for. But the fact is we are all, number one, shocked about it, saddened, and we resolved to say until we can find out the conditions at death, the police have said it is a murder, and so how was he killed? What were the conditions of from the autopsy? Was he having a stroke? Was he drugged? Did he have alcohol? Because No one that I have talked to ever remembers him having a problem with alcohol or anything like that. So the snippets that you get in the garage and in different conditions, and when you look like a person that is clearly impaired, nobody will design that, you automatically go to a health or a drugged condition.
Right.
It had to have something like that. Until you get a medical report that tells you what was in his body, you don't know. But for a person that had given so much to America, and particularly to its military, to end up in a landfill is a great tragedy. And I am, so that's why I think maybe the VFW and other people, they're just trying to sort out the facts. My initial impressions were that we, number one, we had to get the FBI involved because he had very sensitive clearances. He was working the cyber warfare area. He'd had a great deal of experience in the chemical and biological. So when you put all these things, you at least have got to say, let's make sure the FBI is monitoring it. Now, as we go and look at the other conditions, that things are coming out as they're being leaked, whatever they are,
right,
they don't fit the Jack Wheeler that we all knew. And so,
well, let me ask a couple of questions. General, you flew 4,100 flying hours, including 407 combat missions, and I want people to understand this. You flew in F-4 Cs, Ds, and Es during the Vietnam War. A side note, did you ever meet Colonel May, M-A-Y?
What was his first name?
I'm sorry. That's a side note. It's just he's a family friend. He passed away about 3 years ago, and I think he was in Vietnam flying the same planes when you were there. But nevertheless, you're an American hero. I know you're not going to say thank you for that or even acknowledge it, because I know how fellas of your quality respond to these things. But to see a man like this, a West Point graduate, Harvard Law, Yale Law, Harvard Business, and to a man involved in cybersecurity for the Air Force, to wind up in a garbage dump, and the media doesn't cover it to any extent, I was shocked on Monday that the FBI is not involved. And I had a guy call this show, General, on Tuesday with a voice, a deadpan voice, saying, well, the FBI can't get involved because they have no jurisdiction. I found that to be absurd. They investigate cases that have no relationship to national security. Why wouldn't they jump all over this one?
Well, that was my initial recommendation when I did Megyn Kelly's show, and the first time I went on the air on it was, and this was almost a week ago, and on the day or day after that we found out about it, was that they should be involved. They do not have to be running the case, but they clearly must be involved with the local police. Clearly it's the local police's jurisdiction. I understand that. But because of the security clearances, either they or the Defense Intelligence Service or somebody else involved with national security should be monitoring this. I mean, there are a course of actions in which he could have been drugged. People could have put him under certain circumstances in which he talked. We don't know. I don't know any of those things. He had, a very high electronic profile. And
here's another question, General. Why was he not afforded any kind of government protection in the form of Secret Service? If he was involved in cybersecurity, wouldn't that have made sense?
Well, we just don't do that. I mean, he got me involved in a couple cybersecurity conferences. He was playing, a significant role with MITRE doing that. But we, in our nation, people doing these type things, whether they're the three-letter agencies and those kind of people out at Langley or something, we just don't put people on them.
And, isn't that something?
You know, unless
and
you're in...
Well, but senators are all protected, and so are cabinet secretaries, aren't they?
No, they don't have, cabinet secretaries have security details. Senators do not.
Senators do not. Interesting. Well, okay, that's a whole separate topic. The John P. Wheeler that you knew, we've already established that he was not a drinker in the sense that they're trying to make him into some guy who mixed prescription medication, took the wrong medication is what they're now covering up the story with, in my opinion, or mixed alcohol with prescription medication, became disoriented, wandered around. Now a new story came out minutes ago saying he was now seen on new videotape in yet a third outfit, a different outfit. I have a very rich imagination, and I'm working on a mystery novel. And as I say, this is a very, very cheap scenario that they're painting for this distinguished American. And I'm just sick that the media is dismissing it as such. if for any human being to wind up in a landfill is an insult to the human race. But for a man of this quality to wind up in a landfill with virtually no concern on the part of the government and the media is what's gotten me agitated, General. You're the first one who's come on the show who actually knew him, who's willing to stand up and say something. What would you like see to be done as of Monday, other than the FBI getting actively involved, if that's what you really want?
Well, I think the FBI ought to be involved, and I don't want them to run the case. I want them to be actively involved in the forensics in just what happened in that time frame. Michael, it is bizarre. It is so out of character that we have to analyze this with a great deal of focus. And it's like, I can't explain it. It's bizarre. As of all the people I've talked to that know him, that are still in government, that are out of government, most of the correspondents in the D.C. area knew him because he was in contact with them for that way. They have not seen anything like this. And because of that, I think the one word that fits it is bizarre. We need to get to the bottom. We need to get the facts.
All right, look, you flew in combat, so you're highly focused on a target. When you get involved, you know what you're looking at, and you don't get distracted easily. You were commander of the Alaskan Air Command, Alaskan NORAD region, Joint Task Force after the Vietnam War. You've done many, many things like that. I'm only a talk show host, so let me ask some absurd questions about this bizarre case that make no sense to me whatsoever. A, why is there no interest on the part of the major media? B, why did he have no real security? Do you happen to know if he had a gun permit?
I do not know that, and it would not be normal that he would have any security.
Would have any security. I had a caller yesterday. Well, how about this scandal, the scandalous accusations by someone on Fox News that he was involved in planting smoke bombs in the neighbor's house because of a neighborly property dispute? I was outraged by that. There's absolutely no evidence that he's connected to those smoke bombs, and yet someone from Fox News had the nerve to say he was involved with that. Have you heard that one?
I have not heard that one, and I'm outraged by it as well, and I think that, you know, for anyone to say that, unless there's evidence, and then, of course, we don't know if there, quote, was evidence, how conclusive it is, was it planted evidence? These are the things that we don't know, and what I think is important is that, by the way, I'll say at least Fox News, and because I'm a Fox News military analyst, I'm a little partial, but they have been tracking it, and I'm going to be on Geraldo tomorrow night to discuss it. Geraldo's going to put a lot of time on it, like you're doing, Michael.
And I hope he doesn't take the other side, because he and I tend to see things on 180 degrees apart, but we'll have to, you know, see where that goes. But, General, again, I had a caller yesterday who was in security himself, top guy in the military who didn't identify himself, or a detective. And he ran this scenario, and may I put it out here? I know your time is limited. Maybe Mr. Wheeler knew that somebody was watching him from that empty house across the street, and he was involved in trying to ferret them out with so-called smoke bombs. He got them out, but they overpowered him. They took him to a location and drugged him. I know it sounds crazy. And then he got away from them, wandered around, and then wound up killed by either the same people or by... perhaps in this case, people, street people themselves who just simply burglar, try to hold him up. We don't know. The point is, we don't know, and yet to see the man disgraced by news reports that are unverified is really outrageous.
Well, it is. And that scenario, the scenario that I'm, a course of action, if you will, that I think needs to be looked at, something went wrong, and whether his... we can tell from the videotapes his physical impairment was either a personal stroke induced by some medication or something that someone had done. Something has gone wrong with his normalcy. His health was not normal. Until we get those facts out, and until we understand it, and then I think until we can understand what his wife has said, because his wife would know his outrage on the house across the street, and she would know all those facts to see in these terrible reports that are being made and slandering him about that, if
yes,
they're reasonable, or if somebody in fact did what the scenario that you painted, got him put him in a situation, planted evidence, did certain things against him. And so these are all the different courses of actions that we have to look at. But certainly what I always finish with is, here's a man that gave so much to America. His father was at Normandy, Bastogne, and Remagen. His father happened to be a cadet under my father when my father was an instructor at West Point.
Good
so
God.
John and I had a little bit of a bond. Jack and I had a little bit of a bond from that, from both growing up as military brats and as West Point graduates. So there was there's a sensibility that we need to keep and understand on the greatness of the things that he gave to America and taking care of at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, being the chairman of the board that funded that, and the other efforts that he did for President Reagan, Bush 41 and 43.
He also was executive of the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Don't you think some of those old cards ought to be called in? I'd like to see the VFW. I'd like to see every former combat veteran in this country start sending letters demanding an investigation that's decent and honorable, and the smear campaign stop. I know you have to run, General. I have a quick question for you. Was Mr. Wheeler related to the great physicist John Archibald Wheeler, who discovered nuclear fission with Niels Bohr in 1934? Do you happen to know?
I do not know that. I don't think so.
Was he related to General Earl Wheeler, Air Force Chief of Staff?
The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Army Chief of Staff, no. Buzz Wheeler was not. I don't think he was related to General Buzz Wheeler.
Okay.
Earl Wheeler was his name. He was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on my second, third tour into Vietnam.
All I can say is Sawadi, if that means anything to you.
It's a great deal to me. I spent a lot of time there. Thank you very much, Michael. And God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. It's Americans like you that make the country go around. Thank you very much for being with us on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I don't know what to say to you. You had General McInerney on, finally, I mean, someone speaking out. I'm not shocked that a combat veteran who flew 407 combat missions would stand up for the right thing in the country. But I have a question for you. If you're listening to this show and you lost somebody in Vietnam, whether you were the wife or the child, there are like, what, 45,000 names on that memorial in Washington? Well, Mr. Wheeler was the force behind the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. There are tens of thousands of people who had lost men in Vietnam. Why are you not outraged? Why are you not emailing and calling Attorney General Holder and demanding a full investigation of this crime? Where are you? Where are all the Vietnam-era veterans, both living and relatives of those dead? Why are they not involved in this? You see, this goes to the heart of what's wrong with America. Nobody has anybody's back. Nobody has anybody's self-interest involved at heart. Nobody cares about anybody in this country anymore. The country has lost its soul. There was a time, yes, when groups would have gotten involved right away. There would have been outrage. The only groups that ever get involved are illegal alien pressure groups. Groups of non-citizens who get involved and try to tell us how to run our country. Where are the Americans? Where are they? Where are they? Now, they may not even know what this case is because the major media has done a very good job of either obfuscating the case or making you not even know it's there. I have to tell you that. But where is the VFW? Where are all these? You should be emailing. There should be 100,000 emails in Eric Holder's inbox by now demanding a thorough investigation of the death of Mr. Wheeler. Why are there no such emails? Where are you? Why are you not doing anything? Paul in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
When I saw this on Drudge, instinct said immediately, red flags, this is all wrong. People of Mr. Wheeler's caliber do not wind up dead. They don't live lives of risk. They live careful lives. They don't wind up in dumps unless some bunch of amateurs who think this is still 1993 and they can compile another death list can get away with it. Not anymore they can't, because plenty of us do care. And what really outrages me, in addition to the death of Mr. Wheeler, because we've lived this nightmare in our own family, courtesy of a bunch of scummer lawyers who ripped our family terribly and then tried to discredit the victims, is the discrediting. We have this inane smoke bomb story to discredit Mr. Wheeler.
Paul, I've been screaming about it for 4 days. But even that guy on Fox News did this with the smoke bomb connection, and the leg twitcher went, like it was already a fact. No, I'm following this from top to bottom. But you called saying there's always a scapegoat and a shill. Tell us what you mean.
I believe that the latest is this Philly cop who clearly has no inside knowledge, who nonetheless steps forward to discredit. He acts as a shill to discredit Mr. Wheeler on behalf of whatever gang pulled this off. There was a case in Florida years in the late...
Wait, right. Okay, so who is it who went to this cop and said, come out and say that he threw himself in the dumpster? That became a news story today that, I'm sorry to say, even Drudge posted. I was shocked to see that.
Anyone familiar with crime, with homicide investigations, knows right away this cop is talking through his hat. He has no basis to say that. Probably.
Yes, and anybody who's familiar with mystery novels knows that this so-called cop was paid by somebody to leak this story to discredit Mr. Wheeler and turn it into a non-story.
On high, this guy is acting as a ringer. He's acting as a shill to once again cast the blame back on Mr. Wheeler and discredit him so that his killers can get profitably away and continue to do so.
Paul, who do you think did it?
I believe this came from the top.
You're not saying domestic, are you?
I'm saying domestic. Why not? We've seen a shakeup. We're seeing power plays in Washington. Nothing's off the table. Anything is possible.
Yeah, under Obama. I hear you.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
I do introspection, but I don't do public introspection.
I'm very brutally
harsh in any criticism. I'm an Italian Catholic.
And now more doors are wide open for all of America's daughters and granddaughters. I'm also honored to be the first Italian-American speaker. Thank you all.
What can you say when you have a woman who is so deranged and out of touch with reality, who has virtually run America off the cliff, when she comes up with a statement like this and makes references all of a sudden to her religion, her ethnicity? You know, I've never had a bad interchange with an Italian-American in my life. I've always had very, very good friendships with people of Italian-American heritage. What is she bringing that up for? I don't understand it. All I can say is this. One of my best friends happens to be Italian-American. I don't mean that in a parody either. And he said to me, same a corporation, different division. I mean, we've always gotten along. There's never been a religious difference in any regard. Same a corporation, different division. Wonderful, wonderful people. How could Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden bring up her heritage and her religion? What is she doing this for? Why is this of any relevance? It seems so off the wall. In Illinois, by the way, they want to boost income tax by 75% if you're in Chicago. That should be of some interest for you if you're not interested in the Wheeler death or murder and the smear campaign being conducted by the media. Illinois lawmakers propose a 75% income tax hike. Raise the personal income tax from the current 3% to 5.25%. That's a 75% increase. That's what your Democrat leaders in Illinois have in mind for you. In addition to this income tax jump, they want a corporate tax hike, and a $1 per pack tax increase on cigarettes. That's what you have over there. That's your kind of individuals running the state of Illinois. Cullerton spokeswoman Rakesha Philon gave this speech. Rakesha Philon, that's what's running Chicago right now. Rakesha said, I want to emphasize that it's just an outline that we're working with and that we're talking to our members about, said the spokesperson named Rakesha Philon in Illinois. So wherever you look, you have incompetents who are all oriented towards Marxism making decisions for the United States of America. Rarely do we see anyone who's patriotic and an individualist, let's put it that way, a person who believes in individual liberty, if you want to look at it that way, a constitutionalist, if you want to look at it that way, in office making any statement referring to anything that has any relationship to the U.S. Constitution. What's even amazing to me is that the Republicans read the Constitution over the last couple of days aloud, and you know that the newspapers mocked them for doing so? They made it into somewhat of a mockery? The vermin in the media made a mockery of reading the U.S. Constitution as though, A, the Constitution was, oh, what does it have to do with anything? And B, why even read it and especially waste our time reading the Constitution? Well, that's the state of America as I see it today. And if you care to join the conversation about the state of America as you see it today or any of the topics we've touched on, including the death of John Wheeler, the phone number is the same, 1-800-449-8255. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Jason, you're first up. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm going to keep this short and simple. I got two theories on what happened. One, the short, simple explanation is he's the first victim of WikiLeaks. The second, I find it ironic that a week after he dies, the son of the Shah of Iran supposedly committed suicide.
No, we had that on the show yesterday, Jason. Both items were covered. I don't know if you heard it here, but we covered it first. The Shah of Iran allegedly shot himself, a gunshot to his head. We believe he was executed by Iran. Now, you're alleging that Iran's behind both murders.
Yes, and if you examine where they dumped him, when most countries assassinate somebody, it's business. They kill him, he's out the way. But they dumped him in a dump. And Iran is the kind of people that want to slap the face of America. And dumping a hero like this in a dump is a slap in the face.
That's one theory. We've covered it. It's not the first we've heard of it. Houston, Texas. Sam, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Mike, thanks for being there. I am kind of a Middle East observer, but I think the fingerprints of Iran, and I agree with Jason that just preceded me right now, I think following the execution or the of the two nuclear physicists in Iran who were heading their nuclear program,
right.
I think that... they were revengeful. They took it out. I think they have enough agents here. The agents went ahead and took him out. But the fingerprints are the way in which he was buried. Because not only do they go ahead and put him in garbage, but they are dishonor to the infidel to go ahead and throw him in a garbage slot or to go ahead and dismember him.
That was done. I mean, we all know his body was in the dump. We don't know those facts. You don't have anything that we don't know, do you, with regard to those desecrations? Sam, were those desecrations performed?
Those desecrations were performed in wars in the Middle East.
No, I know that in the Middle East the fanatics do that to their enemies. They desecrate the corpses of enemy soldiers, and you never read that anywhere. You don't read it in WikiLeaks. You don't read it in the London newspapers or anywhere else. But that's standard operating procedure for Middle Eastern armies, with the exception of one, and that is Israel. Israel has a firm policy on no desecration of enemy corpses. Is that correct?
I believe that Iran's agents have taken the case here. And, well, I agree with everything that you're saying about the administration. I think that the administration might even be in cahoots with all this.
Well, we can think all we want, but where's the evidence?
Well, you know what? Right after his election, where did our dear president go? He went to Russia. Then he went to the client states of Russia. He went to Syria, Iran, and also Libya. And at the same time, he took out the missile defenses from Poland and Czechoslovakia. Isn't this all kind of coincidental? He's paying homage to the people who are running him, Putin.
God in heaven, I pray to God that your fantasy is a fantasy. Let's put it to you that way. we don't have any evidence with regard to any of this because we have other people saying it's Wall Street, such as Charles in New York. Charles, you're alleging that his involvement within the SEC investigation is connected to his homicide?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the giveaway, okay, the giveaway, and the reason why I know this is I spent the last 2.5 years producing and directing a documentary about Wall Street, which is coming out soon.
Wow.
The reason why I know it is because, and it's right in front of us, it's right in front of our faces, it's the fact that the media is not covering it. And the reason why I say this is because if he was on the verge of exposing the SEC and the DTC, my film is about naked short selling, so the DTC plays a big part in my film. If you look on the boards of directors of all major media companies, okay, you will find prime brokers sitting on the boards of directors, and you'll find major banks sitting on the boards of directors. And if you know anything about naked short selling, it's prime brokers and banks that were the perpetrators of naked short selling that brought down Bear Stearns,
Absolutely. Look, I don't want to just talk about my book. Have you read Trickle Up Poverty, the chapter on the Wall Street meltdown?
I have to say I did not, and I apologize, but...
don't apologize. I'm going to send you a copy, but listen to me. You're doing an important documentary because I go into the MFA. You know who they are, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Are they covered in your documentary, the Managed Funds Association?
Yes, they are.
Have you seen the new movie Wall Street 2 with Michael Douglas?
I have not seen it, but I will be seeing it soon. I've been immersed in it.
Well, if you do it, look, I'm not here to lecture you and tell you what to do. If you're releasing a documentary, you have to see it because it's very interesting that they try to pretend that they're really naming the people who brought about the Wall Street crash, but they really avoid any discussion of the derivative tradings. All of the weird fiduciary instruments. They make no mention of the MFA. They make no mention of a money trader who originally came from, I believe, Romania, if you know who I'm talking about. Is he in your book, by the way, Mr. S?
Excuse me?
Is Mr. S covered in your documentary?
He's mentioned.
He's mentioned. Do you think he had anything to do with the meltdown of our economy?
Absolutely. 100%.
You do. All right, 100%. So let's go back to the Wheeler murder. You think that he knew something and he was about to blow the whistle on people at the highest levels of finance?
Absolutely. You're right on the money with that.
Okay, so what evidence do you have to make that statement?
It's really simple. It's the fact that the media is not covering the issue. That's the reason why.
All right, so you're saying that that's why I'm sitting here groping and trying to figure out why there's so little coverage. Is you're saying on the board of directors of virtually every major media corporation, there's a major player from Wall Street who's saying don't cover this story.
Not a major player. Most of the boards of directors are made up of these prime brokers and banks. Look at the boards of directors of all media companies, and you'll see that on the boards of directors, and they control control the content that goes out on all of the media. You'll see.
Does that explain why my book, Trickle Up Poverty, which was a bestseller, was virtually blacklisted by all major media?
You've got it. Exactly.
You think it's that bad? You think it's that bad? You think that the control is that total?
Totally. You have to understand something. The mortgage problem, okay, the mortgage problem can be resolved with $2 to $3 trillion. Do you know what would happen if our financial system melted down because of the naked short selling problem had to be rectified? Do you know that for every share of stock out there, there's one share that's a counterfeit share, all due to naked short selling?
Right, and something else people don't understand is that although trillions of dollars supposedly was lost by the average American, primarily in 401ks and whatnot, there are people who made that money. The money didn't just go up into smoke. Is that not true? Weren't those profits taken by certain major individuals?
Here's the best part. Here's the best part about naked short selling. What happens when they took away the uptick rule, okay, they gave the ability to these large hedge funds to constantly hammer a stock with short selling. So what would happen is the stock would go down and down and down, especially the Bear Stearns.
It's too complicated for the average listener, but I cover it all in Trickle Up Poverty. And my friend, I'm sending you a copy right now. It'll go out Monday. I'll be right back. Look, we can move on, like who's going to run for the presidency on the Republican side in 2012. You want to start wasting your time with that one. All I do is I pray that they don't run a couple of people. I pray they don't run Sarah Palin. I pray. I'm sure she's a fine woman. I like her politics. She's unelectable. Period. End of story. I think Donald Trump would garner far more votes than Sarah Palin. I said so. Trump has a businessman's past. Some people don't like him. Some people have things to say about him that are negative. But so what? They have things to say about me that are lies and negative. Anyone who's a public figure has people who resent them and are jealous of them. I actually believe that Trump could easily beat Obama. I mean, he's made some statements that are really good. And I think that the negatives that he has, could be overcome. And I think that Sarah Palin is the surest road to perdition for the Republican Party and for America. Not because she's a bad woman, but because she can't win. She can't win for many reasons. God forbid that they run her, and God forbid they run some other individual from Massachusetts whose health care plan is identical to that of Obama in all the negative ways, because he can't win either. He's had virtually no involvement with any of the major issues of our day. None. Won't say one word, all just laying, you know, in the background waiting to make a move. That's not leadership. Not at all. But the same can be said for Trump. Where has he been on so many issues? Has he come out on the Ground Zero Mosque, for example? Has he come out on the Afghanistan war, for example? I don't know, you know. I think a talk show host could get more votes than Trump, to be honest with you. I think a good, solid, conservative talk show host could get more votes than Donald Trump, incidentally. But I don't think many people in the media want to run for office. I think they see pretty clearly that it's a very difficult job, number one, and they don't want it. So if you want to talk about the handicapping of the election for 2012, we can do that. The smear campaign continues. Listen to clip 5, for example. Listen to this smear coming out now on John Wheeler.
The Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting that sources close to this investigation say that Jack Wheeler had some kind of involvement in two smoke bombs placed in a house under construction across the street from his home in Newcastle. Keep in mind, this
dummy.
Is a Harvard...
Oh, shut up, dummy. Get this dummy off my show. You know what I feel like saying? I can't say it. It's a national show. Disgrace. Look at the low level they have in the media today, what they get out of journalism schools. Sources are telling police? What sources? The same sources who whacked this guy. What a disgrace the media is. We may as well be living in Greece in the 1950s or in Russia under Stalin. It's horrible. Horrible when you have a media that is this compliant and this stupid, that just takes this garbage and runs with it without any analysis. Florida Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I'm a first-time listener. I caught your show Wednesday driving back from Atlanta, and I heard about the Wheeler thing for the first time, and you are absolutely right. I've talked to you, probably 20 of my friends, and nobody was aware of this. The coverage is unbelievable. I Googled it last night and found absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Now, you listen to the show in Atlanta or in Florida on FTL?
No, I listen to it in Florida.
Yeah, because I have a 50,000-watt affiliate, and I have for years a great affiliate, WFTL, in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it goes all the way up and all the way down the Atlantic coast. So, yeah, we've been covering it. I don't know why no one else is. Why isn't the great Rush covering it? Why is Wallbanger not covering it, do you think?
You know, I'm just amazed by who is not covering it. You know, for the last 3 days, all I've heard is the Golden Voice homeless guy. And you know.
Ah, there you go, the cover story. An unknown bum who has a deep voice already. He's better than Edward R. Murrow. That's all. But you got to ask yourself, why is the great Rush not covering it? Why is Wallbanger avoiding it? Why is Glenn Schmeck not covering it? Why? There's such great luminaries of conservatism. What are they afraid of here? Could it be that their corporate masters are on the boards of the Wall Street companies, do you think?
Savage.
Have a Waterford crystal gavel that his family gave him when he became speaker, which the family has now given to me, and I'm very honored to have. Being Waterford crystal, you can't use that gavel more than once, so we just enshrine it there. What I'm crazy about are the pictures of my grandchildren, because that's about the future.
And they call you Mimi.
Mimi. Mm-hmm.
And when the events of yesterday were unfolding. And
they were here, four of them were here.
I was watching some of the pictures. You had someone lap out in the chamber.
Oh, my gosh, my sweetheart. I do introspection, but I don't do public introspection. I'm a very brutally harsh in any criticism. I'm an Italian Catholic.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
I had a very good pizza last night, to tell you the truth. I don't eat it because I'm on a dairy-free diet, because I found it absolutely stopped the arthritic-like relations I was having in my hands and feet years ago. I was very lucky so far, but a couple of years ago, I started to get really bad pains in my arches and my hands. They would, like, crink at night. I knocked out all dairy. Look, I wrote books on nutrition for how many years? 20 years? I have a legitimate PhD from the University of California in nutrition, as opposed to the fake crackpot degrees that they're handing out now, like Giuliani Smiles. So the fact is, I practiced what I preached. I dumped dairy, and the pains went away. But I can reintroduce the pain in my hands and feet if I eat cheese or I consume any other dairy products. It's gout-related, incidentally. A lot of what is called arthritis is actually a mild form of gout. But strangely enough, I had what they call a Greek pizza last night with feta cheese, and I didn't get it. I knew the feta cheese doesn't do it to me. So it's not the dairy per se. It's some of the elements of cow's milk that I'm somewhat reactive to. So I had a wonderful pizza. It's like having, I wouldn't eat it every night, but I didn't want a complicated meal. I had a goat cheese pizza with black olives called a Greek pizza. You ever want a pizza? I know a lot of people are going to want it tonight because of the power of suggestion. So I suggest that you call 1-800-MIKE'S-PIZZA right now, and we're going to send you out a hot pizza immediately anywhere in America by Federal Express, arrive in 1 hour. No, but I know how these things work. It was delicious. Oh, I drank 2 beers with the Greek pizza. My God, simple is good. You know, at a certain point, you can't take the complexity. I don't go to this Chinese restaurant near my house anymore. Oh, she gave us a stiff with duck a few weeks ago. After 20 years, she gave us the duck's behind with all fat in it. What do they think, I'm stupid? Looks in their face, smiles at me, gives me duck all fat from the duck's behind. And a smile. So I paid the bill, didn't say a word. I'll never go back there in Sausalito. Near in that place where the thing goes down with the wok. I won't go there ever again. Forget it. Finito. Over. 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 So I'm afraid to eat Asian food altogether now because I don't know the origin of the fish or the shrimp. I'm on a strike now against a lot of ethnic cuisines, not just Chinese food. Yeah, make a federal case out of it. Maybe the FBI will investigate me for saying I don't eat Chinese food. That could be coming next, Doug. You know what I'm saying? The UFC guy says he wants to fight Obama already. 2 Secret Service agents visit him. But a top national security analyst is found in a garbage bin, but there's no FBI involvement. You hear? But anyway, so I don't eat Asian food right now because where do you think the fish come from? I ask another Chinese restaurant guy who I know. I like him. He's a nice guy. Finally, he's a nice guy, leveled with me. I said, where does your fish come from? He said, Vietnam. Bingo. Next. Where are your shrimp from? China. Boom. End the story. No more shrimp and lobster sauce. No more fish and Chinese greens. I need fish from Vietnam, just what the doctor ordered in this day and age. I had fish a few weeks ago in a nice restaurant. Tasted like diesel fuel. I heard one other woman mention that to me. Fish now smells like gasoline. She said, how does this happen? Oh, it's fresh, just off the boat. Really, just off the boat? Maybe it fell into the, maybe gasoline went into the freezer? Maybe that a leakage into the freezer. You see, food from far distant places today is at an all-time high because of international trade, and you're really taking your life in your own hands. I feel like I'm becoming, you know, like my mother and father. They didn't eat out much. They didn't trust. They didn't. There's another generation. Today, how many people eat at home anymore? Very few. Who has the time, the inclination to buy the ingredients and shop and cook? Very few. Don't call me, say you're doing it now, please. I'm not going to give you a brownie point or a gold star. Very few people do. Maybe with the economy, there'll be a move back towards home-cooked meals. I hope so. I really do. You ever see what children are fed today? You wonder why they have ADD, DHD, HL, MFT, LSMFT, DDT. Why do you think they have so much DDT in their system? You ever see what children are eating? They give them Pop-Tarts for breakfast and a Ritalin pill. Then they wonder why Johnny can't read. It's a lucky thing that Johnny can put his pants on. Imagine? No, I'm very lucky. I grew up in another time. I grew up in the golden age of America. Look what's going on today at every level is amazing. But all right, what's the point of complaining about? I'm going to change anything? No. Are you going to change anything? Well, you did. 70 Democrat bums got thrown out on their behinds, and a lot of good it did us, right? Here came the pink shirts, John Boehner and the other one. The pink shirts and the gobbler took over the country, and all of a sudden it's business as usual, and now they're dipping their beaks into the public till. Now the Dems have been pushed aside for a little bit, not totally, and now the Republican K Street gang is back, dipping the beaks again into the public treasury. They won't even cut the spending. Who told you this was going to happen? I did. What, am I a genius? Some say yes, but it doesn't take a genius to see what I saw. You knew what was going to happen. I knew it from the time I was 5, 4, 6 years old. Dad would walk me down the streets in the Bronx. He'd hold my hand. He was an immigrant, but smart, not educated, but he saw things for what they were. You know, one thing you got to know about immigrants, whether they're educated or not, they actually are amongst the smartest people in their countries. They're poor and smart. They had the brains to have the wherewithal to get out of their country. I don't think you understand that. I don't care if it's a humble Mexican construction worker, the guy is probably pretty smart. Just because he doesn't speak English doesn't mean he's stupid. And don't confuse the fact that he's an illegal alien with him being a bad person. He is here because there's work that most Americans won't do, and because we have a government that says, come on in, okay? It doesn't make them the bad guy. It makes the government who's letting them come in the bad guy. Not the illegal immigrant, by and large. Which is not to say that the jails aren't flooded with those who really are bad. 1/3 of all prisoners are illegal aliens. And they didn't come here to work, by the way. They came here to do all of the bad things that got them into prison. So we've heard all of this before. All I'm saying to you is just because the guy's an immigrant and doesn't speak English very well doesn't mean that he's stupid. He may sound stupid to you, but he probably knows more English than you know of Spanish. I learned that as a kid, too. My father slapped me in the face with that one once. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was in his little store in New York. Again, not a long story, but I forget. Some guy came in. I think he was speaking he was speaking English. He was trying to speak English, but it was broken English. So my father was very patient with him, and he had a conversation. When he left, I ridiculed the guy. I try to make, because kids are insecure, and I mocked him a little bit. And my father said, don't ever do that to a person who doesn't speak English very well. He said, he probably speaks more English than you do his language. It was like a pail of cold water went into my face. So what I'm saying is, you can learn certain things in certain ways. You don't have to get everything out of a book either. You can get things working as a lumberjack in Northern California. They may know more than you may believe. Guys who look like they're made like bears in Northern California, lumberjacks. You never meet those people. A lot of Americans you never see, you never meet, because they're not shown in the media. You know, they're out there, they're smart. They may not have an education. Some do, some don't. They have native intelligence that would put our politicians to shame. The difference is that they have characters that are solid. They don't want anything to do with politics. So they'd rather be a lumberman than a politician, for example. But that goes for virtually all the trades. What do you think, every guy who uses a saw or a hammer is a dummy? I got another guest coming for you. There happen to be many of them, very intelligent men. They just don't like game playing. They don't like charade. They don't like dishonesty. That's why they're not on Wall Street. Let's move on. I've made my little points. We can move on to Tucson, Arizona. Rena, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think that with regard to the Wheeler story, I think that it's absolutely we're seeing an assault or a takeover of our freedom and our free speech. I think a police state is being established.
You could jump to that conclusion that when a man of his caliber is thrown in a garbage dump and the media doesn't cover it to any extent, any one of us is vulnerable to such a demise, and that's frightening. We're becoming sort of like Argentina was under the generals. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Is if somebody important can be taken out and it can be completely ignored by the media and the bulk of society, then
yes.
If I choose to speak up, then...
Oh, it's terrifying. It's awful. I agree 100%. This was the kind of thing that went on in the Soviet Union prior to the emergence of the new Soviet state of Russia. This was standard operating procedure in the Eastern Germany, where people who were, let's say, of some danger to the social order were were continuously killed, and no one said a word because the media was owned by the government and the people were terrified. Even if they knew about it, they wouldn't speak out. I agree with you 100%. That's why I think it's important that every member of the VFW, every Vietnam veteran, any combat veteran, send an immediate email to the Justice Department and demand an investigation of the Wheeler murder. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8255. Wisconsin, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. This looks like a good call. What are you saying?
Yes, sir. I talked to you a couple of years ago about the Chell murder. I was a profiler for Secret Service. And
hold on. Wait. I can't wait to what you... About which murder did we speak years ago?
The Virginia Tech murderer.
The Virginia Tech. Okay. So you're a former profiler for the Secret Service. What does your expertise tell you?
Well, I was in counterfeit, but knowing a lot of agents, this is not the work of our government. Perhaps a financial person he was involved with or gone mad, or the mob possibly, but not the government. They wouldn't find his body. And another thing, if it was so high profile to him, if he was in his retirement, why didn't he leave an envelope with directions to an attorney if anything happens to me, blah, blah, blah? There is none of that we know of in this.
Well, because he probably didn't think his life was in danger, right?
Well, he would know. I would think he would know with the information if he was about to divulge it. He would have some...
Ah, you raise a very good point. So, in other words, with regard to... We can rule out, according to your theory, Wall Street.
Yes. So,
that's a very interesting analysis, right? If he was onto something... About to divulge it, he felt his life might be in danger. Attorney has a letter that says, in the event of my death, open this letter. But we don't have that letter so far as we know.
No, but also they wouldn't let him walk around deliriously with one shoe on or whatever the story read. And I did see this briefly on the lady on Fox with the Scarface, that one you used to call her that? I'm not going to say
yes.
Her name on your program.
Yes, yes.
Last night, briefly. She touched on it, but she's the only one I've seen anything about. So there are some things to be raised with all this in concern. Now, you mentioned diamonds. The Russian mafia, the Russian mob is all into diamonds.
I didn't mention it at all. A caller did. I didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, well, they could have been pertaining to that. But from my... He would just...
So if you were to take a wild guess, you're ruling out the securities, you're ruling out the SEC part, you're ruling out the U.S. government, so who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain, I think, would be something other than what's obvious to us. A financial situation he was in. They wouldn't let him walk around delirious like that. He would just disappear, and it wouldn't be the FBI involved in this. It would be the NSA. So we have a lot of different avenues.
You mean the NSA would be involved in investigating his death?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he was involved in the cyber command.
Now, I have another theory, too. I believe our FBI has been compromised. You don't see them in any high-profile cases anymore whatsoever.
Oh, yes, you do. Why, they're involved in any slur against the Muslim. They send out the black helicopters if you say anything that's slightly homophobic.
Or if an illegal
alien breaks a fingernail, you see the FBI.
Right. Or the next villain that they come up with to distract us away from the real, what's really going on in this country right now. We have been overtaken by a Chicago mob by way of hijacking an election. They have emptied out our U.S. Treasury. That's why everybody's neutral in this. Our Treasury is empty. There's no more money, and now they want to take it from the private sector, that $1.9 trillion they keep talking about out there. That $1.9 trillion they're talking about, that's what
you think it's that naked? You think it's really that bad under Obama? I mean, I know it's bad. I know he's a naked Marxist. I know that we've never had more corruption in the history of this nation. It's all in my book, Trickle Up Poverty. But you actually think the unthinkable in this case?
I'd like to just leave you with this point. I'm
a
neutral Republican, basically, almost a liberal Republican if there is such a thing. And I believe this. I believe George Bush started this ball rolling down the hill. It's like a track meet. George Bush was the third leg. Obama was the fourth leg. He picked up the baton from Bush, and he went hyperdrive with it.
Well, I agree. I was the first one to call George Bush a fiscal socialist 2 years before he left office. I saw what he was doing, but I was roundly condemned because of those comments. and I became blacklisted, and I became persona non grata in Republican and media circles because I criticized Bush long before Obama came along.
That's right. And notice Bush has never said anything about Obama and what he's doing. So,
no.
Yes, it's a vast, there is a vast conspiracy within the government complex. Not the military hasn't been compromised yet. You know,
oh, yes, it has. It's being compromised on a daily basis by forcing a certain social engineering down the throats of the people in the military. You know the DADT scandal that's going on, don't you? Where they're ramming it through the military, even though the military, the combat side of the military is totally opposed to this repeal of DADT. Do you know that they said they did a poll and the military is ready for this? That is a total bald-faced lie. That survey was done largely amongst Coast Guard individuals and amongst families of the military, not amongst combat troops themselves. Are you aware of any of that?
Yes, sir, I'm highly aware of it. It comes from the highest levels. I am a former Marine, and I've been in touch with some former Marines, and they think the same thing as you.
I'm a man out here all alone in the media because no one else seems to be following these leads. I'm going to send you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. Stay on the line.
Savage.
And now more doors are wide open for all of America's daughters and granddaughters. To be the first Italian American speaker.
Same corporation, different division. That's all I could say. Different way of looking at things. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Kevin in New York, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Fire away. Little time left.
I'm in Wilmington, New Jersey, and I can tell you that this town is full of derelicts and bums, and that I think that he got mugged. I'm currently working at Amtrak, right where his car was parked. And
that's all well and good, but why was he walking around in a drugged state prior to getting mugged?
You know, and that's a good question, Michael, but I think he might have been disorientated and beat up. Obviously, he had one shoe, he didn't have a briefcase, and I think that when he was on his...
Well, but he wandered around for a very long time. There are people who were saying he was kidnapped, he was drugged with sodium pentothal, he was interrogated, and he escaped from his captors. Now, after that, he could have been, let us say, mugged and killed by a random individual. That is possible. But the question is, was he drugged? And the police will not release the toxicology. That would be a very important fact for us to know so we could stop the guessing game. What's the toxicology? How was he murdered?
I'm a veteran myself, and the FBI should be involved. With his prestige in the government, they should be fully involved.
They should have been all over this instead of worrying about slurs against illegal immigrants, for example. I agree with you. If we had J. Edgar Hoover, I guarantee you there'd be 50 men all over this from day one. But those days are long gone. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Some of the stories we've been covering today on the Savage Nation. The mystery of John P. Wheeler III continues. Look, the rest of the media, even so-called conservative websites, have dropped or will not cover this story. But I must keep going. Someone, I think, is trying their hardest to shift the focus of attention away from the idea that he was assassinated. What do I mean by that? Smoke bombs are planted under a neighbor's house along with his cell phone. Now a suspicious Philadelphia cop comes up with the ridiculous theory that Wheeler threw himself in a dumpster. It's all lie. It is all big lies. So we need to discuss this. And I'm asking, why is the media falling for all of these diversions from the truth of the Wheeler case? And who do you think is behind spreading these false rumors about John Wheeler? We're also talking about the strange case of Nancy Pelosi. One day after Mrs. Pelosi made an insulting reference to her Italian-American heritage, she did it again. This time, if you can believe it, she called herself a, quote, brutally harsh Italian Catholic. If you're Italian or Catholic, are you insulted by her words? Why does she suddenly feel as if she must bring up her ethnicity all of a sudden on her way out the door? The phone number here is 1-800-449-8255. There's a million stories out there. This is one of them. It's on michaelsavage.com, because you're not going to believe it. The federal government is removing mother and father from passport applications. We just put it up on michaelsavage.com. You heard me. Family groups are outraged that the State Department is removing the words from U.S. passport applications and replacing them with so-called gender-neutral terms. They just killed mother and father. Welcome to Unbrave New World. And if you thought Pelosi was nuts, how about this story? She's blaming the loss of the House of Representatives on who? George Bush. That's right, George Bush, Nancy Pelosi. My God. Soldier suicides increase at Fort Hood. Very, very sad. Pentagon moving fast on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Without any further study, they're jamming it down the throats of the military. 8,000 turtle doves fall from the sky in Italy. It's frightening. Something is wrong. They fell off the tree. Residents in Italy described the birds falling to the ground like, quote, little Christmas balls with strange blue stains on their beaks. This is not only sad, it's terrifying. An extreme fighter with the UFC just joked around last week or 2 weeks ago when he was asked who he wanted to fight, and he said, actually, I'd like to fight Obama. He's not too bright. Someone needs to knock some sense into that idiot. That's what he said. Guess what happened to him? The Secret Service visited him. Sieg Heil. Welcome to the freedom of the United States of America under Barack Hussein Obama. Freedom of speech? Freedom of the press? Not in this country there isn't. Here's some good news. 29 House Republicans introduced legislation to do away with the 39 czars. Czars! That Obama has introduced over the past 2 years. And by the way, I called for this in Michael Savage's greatest book ever, Trickle Up Poverty. You can still buy it at bookstores everywhere, incidentally. Heil Rover. Nazis are enraged by a Hitler-imitating dog. Iwo Jima Memorial needs a rescue mission. Look at the picture. Read the story. John Edwards engaged to the mistress. There's so many other stories. It's all on michaelsavage.com, and we talk about as many of them as we can right here on the Savage Nation. So are you burned out yet already from this? I'd rather be at home after the show with a beer and watch. That's all quietly with the dog in a chair. I have one of those chairs we bought in an ugly store. Lazy Boy. They had a Lazy Boy store here in Precious County. Precious County filled with lunatics like you never saw in your life. When I say pot and every chicken, I'm talking about the boys from this county. So I bought a Lazy Boy pink chair. The store was so wonderful. It had such good chairs that they drove it out of town because it didn't fit in with the neighborhood, because it didn't have any what's the word they use now for old crappy houses that are falling apart that they redo and try to get $2 million for? They can't get anymore. They take 1.7. Craftsman is the new word for an old house you wouldn't want to be caught dead in. Everything around here is a craftsman style. Craftsman is a house that wouldn't sell anywhere else in America for over $16,000. In Indiana, a house like here, the Craftsman house would be $19,000. Or it's abandoned, it's a crack house. Here they call it a craftsman house, and they put in a new tree in the front, and they're still asking like $1.2 million. That's the kind of county I live in. But I love it. I mean, I do love being here. I'll be right back.
Savage.
The most important story is the one of the murder of an American patriot, an American warrior, Mr. Wheeler, found dead in a dumpster and ignored largely by the mainstream press for reasons that we too well understand. And now they're trying to smear him, saying he set off incendiary devices, and his cell phone was found in the house across the street that was empty. They had a dispute with the neighbor. We had a caller who actually had a plausible theory, meaning let's say for the moment that they can trace the so-called smoke bombs in the neighbor's house to Mr. Wheeler. Unto itself, it sounds bizarre, and it would tend to confirm that he was kind of deranged, if that's true. And yet my caller came up with a scenario that made it sound not so deranged. He said maybe Wheeler knew he was being watched from the empty house across the street, and he took a gun, and he took some smoke bombs. They're basically they're used to make rodents come out of gopher holes. You know, you throw them down a gopher hole, and they, when you light them, they give out a lot of smoke, and the gopher comes out of the hole. So maybe he went there, he tried to smoke out the guys who were trying to kill him, and they got the best of him, but they grabbed him and they drugged him and released him. And then the rest we still don't know of. That's another theory, isn't it? So we don't really know, but it's very worrisome in the sense that he's such a prominent American. Look, let's put it, I keep saying prominent American, you're saying why, I never heard of him, right? If the man was deeply involved in developing cybersecurity for the U.S. Air Force, would you say that that's a prominent American? I would. Let's put aside West Point. Let's put aside all the other credentials and involvements. The man was currently involved in cybersecurity for the U.S. government as a consultant. So that would mean that we have potential interest with regard to Iran, with regard to other non-friendly governments, or with regard to individuals within our own government who didn't like this man because he was a straight shooter. Okay? I mean, you could look at it any one of the different ways that you want to look at it. So I'd like to know what you think. New York, Patricia, WOR, go ahead, please.
Michael, thank you for so much for covering this story because I find it very disturbing. What bothers me here is...
Hold on one sec. I want to ask you something. Did you find it disturbing before I started to bang the drum on this story yourself? Meaning, did you find it disturbing on your own to yourself?
You were talking about it, and I went, whoa, wait a minute here. Something really stinks to high hell here.
Right.
And then you were talking about it, and I thought, I haven't heard anybody talking about this. It's like nobody wants to touch it. It's so inflammable is the only word I can come up with. But what bothers me here is, this whole business about the neighbors, to me, is a bunch of fluff and a ruse because
yes,
the court ruled in favor of the neighbors already. So that was settled
correct
business.
The neighbor story has nothing whatever to do with it, and that was put out with the first press release. The first story by AP was about the neighbor. That was to make the neighbor look like they did it. Immediately, the first day, the government media complex wanted you to believe the neighbor did this to him. That was the first story. It's obvious he knew a lot of things, but we don't know who the potential individuals, or rather the entities, are who may have killed him.
No.
What
no.
I don't like is that they're smearing him. That's the part I don't like. Because if they do it to him, they could do it to anybody in this country. With a little help from the schmucks in the media who are all too happy to go along with the smear campaign. Well, I'll let it go with that. Teddy is sitting here next to me in the radio studio. You know how many times my dog, when I run into people, they all want to know how Teddy is. It's amazing to me how this little guy, this little 11-pound gray silver poodle, I call him Silver, how important he's become to my listeners. But then we all love, you know, animals. So Teddy's fine, by the way. I went into a restaurant for New Year's Eve. I told you that right away. People said, how's Teddy? I didn't bring him. He couldn't make it that night. He was busy with his own friends. There was a giant poodle New Year's Eve party somewhere. No, Teddy's fine. People love dogs. They don't know about such things. If they get in a fight, they just fight. I don't think they plot. Do they plot like human beings to destroy others? I guess they'd be humans if they did that. Well, wolves do. I mean, wolves plot
to how to hunt prey, don't they? Don't wolves calculate how to hunt down prey? Of course they do. They hunt in packs, they hunt down prey. Of course they do. Sure, we're no different than the wolf in that regard. Anyway, I don't have a wolf. I have a poodle for that reason. New York City, WOR, Arthur, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. Good to talk to you. This Wheeler case, it's just as disturbing as the political killings that have gone on in Putin's Russia, okay? You remember what happened to that Russian reporter, Anna Politkovskaya?
Yes, she was killed in Russia, that's right.
And you remember Alexander Litvinenko? He was poisoned by some radioactive substance.
Yes, the polonium sushi in London.
I mean, you know, the difference is, you know, at least we know how those people died. I mean,
yes, at least we knew that there was a murder and it was done by a government because the media reported it as such. But why is the media now not reporting this as a murder?
Yeah, nobody knows how Wheeler died. Nobody knows. Welcome to the new Obama regime, Michael.
Well, I don't blame Obama. I blame Fox News, and I keep saying Fox News because we don't expect it from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or the New York Times, do we? We expect it from Fox News, and they're not doing the job. They're the ones who I blame. They should be all over this.
I mean, I really don't...
They have reporters. They have the power. They could get to the bottom of this. They could get the police report. They're not doing it for some reason.
I mean, it's a very dangerous government we're living under now. It's scary, Michael.
Yes, it's terrifying. It means anybody can be killed at any time. And with a little help from the media, nobody will give a damn. Because they'll next cover it up the next second with homeless man with great voice, suddenly brilliant broadcaster, etc. and so on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. No, it's overnight. In 2 years under the Obama-Pelosi regime, we have melted down to a third world level. Let's move on. I can't even think about it. Money clips. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. It's very interesting talk radio. It's an interesting business. Very personal now at a certain point. So, folks, what do you want to do? You want to talk about this? This is your show. I'm not going to do this. This is not my career. This is likely to become. There was a local station here in San Francisco about 15, 16 years ago. They got onto the MTB case. You know, an additive in gasoline. It was a very important story, but they wouldn't stop. They did it for 4 months. MTBE, rather. And I thought they were going to destroy the station with the story about MTBE. Every day, that's all they talked about, MTBE. I said, they got to stop. Well, they were actually responsible for having the government, the state of California, remove MTBE from gasoline. So in a way, I can see the obsession led to something of value. But I'm not a whole station. I'm only one show, and you're only one audience. I can't do this for the rest of my life. I mean, by tomorrow, I'll move on to something else. I mean, Obama just said that, well, how many more troops are going into Afghanistan now? Just when you thought it was going to end, they increased it? Go figure that one out. Can anyone listening to this show tell me why our brave men are fighting and dying in Afghanistan? I don't know. I actually, in my book, Trickle Up Poverty, whether you know it or not, I guess you could say I come out as not an anti-war, but I'm anti-Afghanistan. I'm anti-colonialism. I don't know what we're doing there. I have no idea why we are in Afghanistan. We got brave guys facing bullets, facing bombs, facing roadside bombs. They don't even know the mission. They don't know what they're there for other than to kill the Taliban. Right? Kill the Taliban. That's a war? I don't understand the country I'm living in anymore. Actually, I understand it too well. That's the problem. There's so many elements here in this war with Afghanistan that we haven't talked about. Why are they sending more men to Afghanistan right now? The country is broke. They're cutting the Pentagon budget. At the same time, they're telling the U.S. Navy to put women on submarines. Do you know how much that's going to cost to modify a submarine for women? Separate bathrooms, separate this, separate showers. Also, you can put a woman and make someone feel good in Congress? And so what, maybe you can cut down a one torpedo tube to give a woman a fresh shower on a submarine? This is what you have now running the military, this kind of idiocy. The same idiots that are going to destroy our submarine fleet are now adding men to Afghanistan, Marines to Afghanistan, while cutting the military's budget and troops. It seems like it's a Frankenstein. I don't know what we're doing anymore. Why are we there? I believe that we are like France before France pulled out of Algeria. How's that for a leap in time? You know, the French used to have a lot of colonies in North Africa. And then there was an insurgency, so to speak. You can call it terrorism, whatever you want. The Algerians wanted independence. They didn't want to be a French colony. And they were setting off bombs and killing French soldiers and this and that. And the French sent in more troops and more troops and more troops into Algeria. Eventually, the communists in France undermined the military sufficient for the military to be unable to fight anymore. And the French had to withdraw from Algeria, and it became what it is today. It's very similar to what's going to happen in Afghanistan. There's no question the handwriting is written on the wall. Unless we're willing to use massive, massive air power, we're never going to win that war. Because if it's a war of attrition, we lose. They have more fanatics willing to die than we have in order to satisfy the fat contractors and the idiots in the media who think that we need to be in Afghanistan. I don't know what we're doing there. I'm not going to sit here and say, gung-ho war. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. Let him go strap a uniform on. Instead of strapping on a golf bag or a feed bag. No, I'm not going to do it. Something's wrong with that picture. Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we in Afghanistan? By the way, you're listening to the Savage Nation.
Savage.
The Department of Homeland Security works day in and day out with the NCTC and with other members of the intelligence community. These are dedicated men and women. All of them are dedicated to the safety of the United States.
Dedicated.
We simply had.
I can't listen to it. I'm sorry. Dedicated this, men and women, brave. Everyone's brave and dedicated. They're all brave and dedicated. A bureaucratic hack of the highest order. Of all of them, I would say she's the least qualified for the position. What did she do to be worthy of the job of Department of Homeland Security? Does anyone have an idea? I don't know the woman. I know she failed as the governor of her state. She couldn't even protect the governor, the state that she governed, from a flood of illegal aliens. In fact, she worked on behalf of the illegal aliens to let them flood in. Is that why she was rewarded with this job? So we have governmental hacks, patronage positions, in very serious positions right now. If you'd rather not talk about it, we can talk about real estate. I'm perfectly happy to talk about real estate, if you'd like. We can talk about New York City. You know, this is interesting to me what bureaucrats really are and who goes into government. They're all incompetent from top to bottom. Generally, I knew this was when I was a graduate student. I used to hear talk in the halls of the campus that the best students never went into government, that the smartest people never went into government. There was always people who were looking for a pension. And that's what we have now. But these are times that are much different than in the past. You know what a bureaucrat is, but all right, we can't afford this anymore. The enemy, you know, never sleeps. The enemy is not bureaucratic. The enemy can innovate on the spot. The enemy is very smart. The enemy has war in his blood. The enemy has war in his DNA, and we have bureaucrats standing in our way of surviving. That's not a bad turn of events. That's a good turn of phrase. That gives you an idea of what's going on in your country today. Now, who do you blame for this? Barry Model found burned in North Miami trash bin. Oh, my God. Paula Sladowski and her boyfriend flew into South Florida to spend New Year's Eve at a Lady Gaga concert at Miami Beach's posh Fontainebleau. Posh. When I was a kid, it wasn't posh. When it was built, it wasn't posh. It was the Borscht Belt in the sun. On Sunday night, police found a body burned beyond recognition at a dumpster in North Miami. The body, later identified through a dental records, was that of the 26-year-old Sladowski. Oh, my God. How does a thing like this happen? What? North Miami police said Sladowski was last seen Sunday about 7 at Miami's Club Space. She was with her boyfriend, Kevin Klim. The two got into a fight at the club. I like tabloid stuff. Kim told authorities he wanted to leave because she was too drunk. She yelled at him and bounces threw him out of the club. He took a taxi to their Miami Beach hotel and told police it was the last time he had seen her. Well, my God. I don't know what to say about this anymore. I've never been in a nightclub in my life. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't go to nightclubs. When I hear club, I don't understand what it is. What do you go there for? What do you need in a nightclub? To see other drunks sitting around in a nice outfit? What is a nightclub? It's like a bar is a blue-collar place to have a drink, right? Like a VFW hall that has a bar. That would be a bar or a bar in the corner. What is a club? It's a bar with, like, fancy booths and expensive drinks? I don't know. Maybe I'm just out of touch with America. This is why the Muslims are at war with us, by the way. It's because of stories like this. You know, it's not that I have sympathy for their attitude, the extremists, but it's that I understand a part of it. The first rule of warfare in business or in war or terrorism is know thy enemy. Know thy enemy. And you better understand your enemy very clearly. And I think that this goes to the systemic failure of our government. They don't understand the enemy at all. They haven't the slightest idea what the enemy's all about nor what his grievances are. Let's start with the social perversion of the United States of America. Let us start with the moral meltdown of the family in America. Let us talk about the sewer pipe that comes out of Hollywood. Let us talk about the sewer pipe that is broadcast into every television set in every home in America. Let us talk about the fact that even the Mormon-owned Marriott hotel chain, which once had Bibles in every room, now has internet pornography available at the touch of a button. Let us talk about the fact that we're living in the most degenerate nation in the history of the world, a nation that would make ancient Rome look like look cleaner. Let's put it to you that way. There's no analogy. So now you're a medieval man, and you read the Quran, and you go to the mosque six times a day. You have a wife, and you have daughters, and you look at them, and then you look at the American girls with the bleached hair, the skirts up to their crotch, puking on themselves in Hollywood, held up as role models. You see the geniuses in Hollywood and what they're producing. And you say, no, I'd rather die than let this filth come into my home. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm willing to sacrifice my life to prohibit these degenerates, these weakling degenerates, from destroying my culture. Now you say, well, do I sympathize with them? No, I don't. Because although everything I have said is accurate and true, killing is worse than all of the other things I have mentioned. Murdering innocent people is far worse than the disgusting behaviors that I have mentioned. And so don't accuse me of having sympathy for the enemy at all. But I'm telling you where some of them are coming from. And I'm telling you why it's easy to recruit a lot of people who otherwise would not be recruited. It's the social policies of America primarily, not the foreign policies. Make no mistake about it. We keep hearing it was because Bush went to war in Iraq. Maybe that was the issue. The issue really is the social pollution that comes out of America that the fanatics capitalize on. And you never read this or hear this anywhere. You never see this analyzed, do you? But I'm the best at analyzing things in the entire media, in the whole world. There's nobody better than Michael Savage for analyzing things on a macro scale. Nobody's ever been better than me. I bring knowledge. I bring a steel trap for a mind. I believe the best education in the history of the media and a knowledge of history that's incomparable. Nobody can match me. And I'm telling you, what I just said to you is the single biggest reason that we have the problems that we have in the world. Sometimes I get Muslim callers who agree with me. I wish that one I'd call me right now and say, I agree with you. In other words, did you hear my analysis? And you know it's right. I mean, we hear about our foreign policy triggering people willing to die for the cause, so to speak. But you never hear that it's our social policies. And I believe that I am correct. In fact, I've written many bestsellers on the subject, amongst other things. We're talking about that. We're talking about Obama's speech. I mean, you know, you watch the guy, and he seems to be looking different to me. I think he's starting to look as though he actually knows the danger we're in. And he also knows how incompetent his government is. Pardon me for my sarcastic view of things, but I believe that we're living in a very dangerous nation right now because college types, left-wing college types, are running everything. The country is as open as a sieve. Illegal aliens are crawling across the border and busting us. I used to dream, and people say, if you could be born any time, where would you like to be born? I hope God's not listening because he's liable to say, all right, I heard that. I was listening to your show. I had nothing to do. What happens the day I go to, like, to heaven? And God says, I was listening on January 7th. Didn't you say that you wanted to be born in 1870? No, I'm just kidding, God. Well, no, I take you seriously. I mean, you think you're so important. So you're going to be reborn in 1870 in France. No, please. I don't want to eat rotten cheese. Please. I don't want to live in a place where there's no hot running water. And although I like garlic, God, I don't want to be around everybody else who has garlic breath, if you don't mind. There was no mouthwash in those days. I could turn it into a show topic. When would you like to be reborn? You know, if you could pick it, what would it be? I just always liked that period. That I even liked the art of that period. All of the Impressionists were painting around then. I mean, through certainly 30 years and more beyond that, but that's about when it began. If my Art 101 memory, you know, is still operational. All right, you'd rather talk about the safe, Obama. He turned gray. Remember I said the other day he looked like, who did I say he looked like, Beowulf? The actor, like the gray hair. Remember, Obama, when he turned gray, when I saw him, Morgan Freeman, I said on the air, and then everyone noticed it. He looked gray. It was unbelievable. He turned gray in Hawaii. That's from the food over there. No, I mean, the guy never thought it would be this difficult. It's a rough job. I would never want a job like that. Who would want a job? Would you ever want to be president? I don't understand who wants these jobs. How could you live with such terrible, every second, the fear? A fear of something every second. When do you rest with a job like that? I'm not made for politics because, A, I'm not corrupt. B, I don't like to raise money. C, I don't want to beg for money. And D, I mean, who can sit through meetings and point fingers when things go wrong? So that's why we have the people we have in government. Nobody with any real, you know, really wants to be in government unless you're a grifter and you can't make a living the honest way. I don't know what to say anymore. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We have a Maginot Line. Remember the French had a Maginot Line? They built a set of fortifications between the Atlantic Ocean that ran all the way up, I think, to the Swiss Alps, if I'm not mistaken. They thought that the Germans would not be able to penetrate the Maginot Line of fortifications. The Germans just went around the Maginot Line and invaded France. I think that that's what we have here in America. We have an Imaginot Line. Under Obama, we have an Imaginot Line, an imaginary line of defense. And he's trying to explain why the Imaginot Line, not the Maginot, but the Imaginot Line, the Imaginot Line, with all of these integrated bureaucracies, is going to defend us against the next terrorist attack. I think the Imaginot Line is easily penetrated. And you know what? Now we're looking for the next crotch bomber. I mean, you know, you're looking for the crotch bomber. They're ready on to the aerosolized spray of toxins on an aircraft. How do you protect against that? Where could they hide an aerosolized spray, I wonder? I don't know. How can they get that on a plane? If they aerosolize a spray, how would they get it on a plane? Like a Bianca? Like a mouth spray? That's not enough. Is there enough in there in a puff in a Bianca? You can't take it? I think eventually we're going to wind up flying naked. Everyone will be wanting stripped on a plane, flying naked, strapped to a chair. Your clothing will be put, you know, it'll be like Auschwitz on an airplane. Pardon me. You have to check your clothing when you get on the airplane. You put it in the back of the plane. It's horrible. And everyone takes a seat naked on the plane. They'll do anything except racially profile or nationally profile people, which is the logical conclusion. You either racially profile, or you profile by religion, or you profile by nation of origin. Or you may as well wind up flying naked. That's all there is to it. Because if you keep going at this level, it's impossible. You're not going to stop them. There's no other way to stop them but knowing, admitting to yourself where it's all coming from. Yeah, put that in the newspaper, see if I care. I really don't care what you say about me anymore because I know I'm right and everybody knows I'm right. Everybody is saying this. I am expressing the voice of common sense in the United States of America, and everyone's saying the same thing. We are fed up with this left-wing government. We are fed up with bureaucrats who are incompetent. We all know that they can't defend us. Don't hear about brave men and women devoted to the country. They're devoted to their pension. That's what they're devoted to. That's the brave men and women devoted to their pension. Stop already with how brave they are. I'm sick of hearing this garbage. You know I'm right. No one said this yet. You didn't hear this on Fox because they can't think. They're two-dimensional. They'll give you the news and they'll give you the Republican perspective, sometimes the conservative perspective. But if you want a real 3D view of things, you have to go to Michael Savage. As you well know, I am still banned in Britain. Many of you don't know this, but I'm still not permitted to travel to Britain. And you know what? Good riddance. You say, well, wear it as a badge of honor. Oh, up to a certain point, I can accept that attitude. Screw them. They don't deserve me. That's how I look at it. I'm still fighting to get my name off the list for obvious reasons. There's a great danger in being banned from a foreign nation, particularly a nation that permits the underwear bomber from Nigeria to travel through freely, and people who openly call for the overthrow of England to collect welfare, have babies, and run around Hyde Park. That's no problem for the Brits. But a man who believes in borders, language, and culture, oh, can't have him. What a sad day it is that a once-proud nation has been taken over by such boll weevils. But this is not anything you really want to talk about, you know. What are you going to say that I don't already know? Well, what's going on in the world, huh? You got a lying president and a compliant media. You've got a gangster running the government. Gangster? How can you say gangster? Well, what is a gang? What is a gang? Let's define a gang. Does a gang have to be of a certain race? No. Does a gang have to be wearing a certain color? No. Can a gangster wear a suit and tie? Yes. Can it be a politician? Yes. Can it be a woman? Yes. I could talk day and night about what's wrong with the country, and you've heard it before, and, you know, you'll hear it again. And I'll do it when I think it's important. I mean, Obama's a liar. He's a laughingstock. We know that. Because we're living basically in a despotism. This is the mark of a despotic regime that does things in the dark and hides it. So now I'd rather talk about the Wax Museum in New York. Tina in Chicago, welcome. Go ahead. From WIND, the flamethrower in Chicago. What's on your mind?
Well, the reason why I'm calling is that I grew up in Brooklyn. Obviously, my accent is still from there, but I do have to tell you that the...
Yeah, wait. In your case, the word accent should be spelled with A-X-E. I like that.
But I love with the gefilte fish and everything. I'm hysterical driving back from work today. So so
no, the word accent takes on a new meaning with you. You're worse than me. So what's on your mind, Tina?
I could say accents, but no, that's no good. But in any event, the Berg family own the Wax Museum in Coney Island. And I'm only in my mid-40s. So
you actually knew the people who owned that Wax Museum I was just talking about where the murderers were shown in wax?
Yes, I did. It was
amazing. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't even know who owns anything. Who the heck was the wax sculptor who made those figures, I'd like to know? You know, I've been in Madame Tussauds in London years ago when I was allowed to go there. They're very well done, but they didn't emote. They didn't create any emotion in me. The Wax Museum in Coney Island at that time was frightening. Where are the wax figures, Tina? Could I buy any of them? Could I buy the wax rendition from the Berg descendants of George Metesky, the mad bomber?
If there's a way that I could get in touch with you off the air, I could get in touch with you.
First of all, I'm sending you a free copy of Psychological Nudity. That's number one. But number two, I'm not kidding. I'd like to buy, I don't want to buy the chicken farm thing. That I could do without. But the Metesky guy, I'd like to buy the wax figure. Where did they end up, a thing like that?
I know that it was the husband's family that did it, if it was the crazy brother that used to
but
do it.
But they always sell off. When they sell something, there's always a buyer for something. Somebody must have bought the wax figures.
I'd have to do some research for you.
Well, because I'll tell you, if I can get George Metesky, the mad bomber, in wax, perhaps Obama can use him with a tape recorder as spokesmouth.
It would be better than him speaking.
It'd be better than what we have, the gefilte fish there that he's using.
Oh, and Mother's is another brand, but the Manischewitz is 100% with you.
You heard my joke, huh? About I did a comparison shopping last night to find the best lookalike for Gibbs the spokesmouth.
Well, Manischewitz is the main people because I know that the stripes...
All right, Tina, here's what we're going to do. Stay in the line. You ever open up a bottle of the bottled fish? Whew, the stinks that come out of it. You got to be careful. What do you think? They use the best quality of these fishes? These fish? they put in the jar. What do you think, going to get the highest quality? The whole thing with fish. Lately, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I wrote the books on nutrition 30 years ago. As I get older, I find myself going back to eating horrendous foods. Meat and potatoes are safer. Chicken, meat, and potatoes. Most seafood, I don't know, I'm sorry, is tainted. I mean, you know, the truth is shellfish, a nightmare. And fish is iffy. You know, you got to buy it from the market. In my day, I mean, if you bought fish in a fish from a fishmonger, they'd let you smell it. Can you imagine them letting you smell a fish today anywhere? First of all, it's in plastic in a supermarket. Go rip off the cellophane. You get arrested for contamination. Where can you even smell a fish? Let's say you go to a major market. It's pathetic to look at the fish department. It's like, fish looks old. I don't know. You go back to meat and potatoes, wind up with cholesterol. But at a certain point, it doesn't matter. You're going to die anyway.